I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Well, you are listening to Muslim Lady. I am Asma as your host. I have the honor to be here with you and with Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. Well, it's always a pleasure. Since we're talking about the holy month of Muharram, I'm very much eager to know more about that because, you know, we are in this month already. And getting to participate in those gatherings with an insight of how much of things I can get from these gatherings could be even more fruitful than just getting there with no intention and with no special will in your mind. We talked about the benefits of these gatherings. We talked about the lessons that we could get from them. And we have been through too many details, actually. Now, we want to talk about the process of crying that happens in there. And since we're talking about ladies, and these ladies have got these delicate hearts, and all these little parts of this story would make them feel like suffering too much, and then all this suffering would gather in their eyes like the tears. Let's just see, what is the story of these tears?
Yes. Now, the next part when you hear the narratives of Karbala, when you are in these majalis, is the part of is the performing matam. When you shed tears, it's a way to express your unity with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that he who weeps for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even to the extent of a tear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place him with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. We again have another narration from Imam Baqir al-Islam. He says, every tear shed for Imam Hussein al-Islam and every sigh of grief over his tragedy extinguishes a sin and Allah raises his status, the status of the one who is crying by 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So shedding tear at the Muharram gatherings makes us basically feel lighter, reduce depression.
As if we're feathers.
Right. So even like according to the scientific research, crying has many benefits for mental health. Like, you know, when you shed tears, you actually are releasing stress hormones from the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this hormone, cortisol, which when released through these tears can, you know, lower your stress levels and you feel more relaxed. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you can say, I can shed tears at home. I can shed tears anytime and maybe my stress levels will reduce. No, shedding tears with emotions.
Yeah.
When you hear a sorrowful story, you forget your own sorrows.
What would be a better emotion than just to be in those gatherings
exactly.
And cry for a great cause such as the message of Imam Hussein and the story of Karbala?
When you're coming out of these majalis, these gatherings, you actually, now your body has released the hormones which are mood boosting, like oxytocin.
Exactly.
Then you have even endorphins, you know, they improve your mood, they calm you down, they reduce your emotional and physical stress as well. So even they can aid your sleep, you know, shedding tears in the month of Muharram.
Yes.
Even though, you know, sometimes you have these majalis, these gatherings until late night, but when you come back, you feel...
Already sleepy.
Right. You feel like, you know, you feel very lighter and you can go to sleep without having those sleeping tablets.
Exactly.
So this shedding tears.
So this is actually the secret behind all those coming out of the gatherings. When we come out of it, we feel like happy, though we've been through too much of sadness.
Right,
though we've
been heard that tragedy.
Shedding tears, we've been going through details of the tragedy, and then it touches our heart, it breaks our heart, we cry too much, we feel so sad from the depth of our heart. But at the very same time, just as the gathering and the recitation is finished.
You know why?
When we get out of it, we feel like everything is different. We're lighter.
You know why? I had this medical as my subject up to class 12. So I used to study that. There's this parasympathetic nervous system that would get activated after, you know, a stressful event you have.
Yeah.
And then this helps you fall asleep faster and even better.
Uh-huh.
So that's why when you come out of these, even having a stressful event, you're lighter.
Exactly.
It's your sleep. Your mood boosting hormones mm-hmm. are released.
And I guess it's the reward of those gatherings that has been given to us by Allah himself.
You never know what's there in the store of exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for attending these majalis. So that's just a worldly yeah. thing for, you know, for a moment or like that.
So I hope everyone who gets to participate in those gatherings to have the advantage of all those fruitful blessings that might happen to them in those gatherings. And all those who do not have a chance, I would highly recommend for them to get into those gatherings and see what a different experience it is. Yeah, just like this, let's go for a short break and then be back. Yes, all these cryings and all these sadness that we go through in the holy month of Muharram are going to act like catalysts for our soul. As in, they would make you feel more of peace and more of even you would feel like a free bird, like you have been freed from all the entanglements of this busy life. And right. then you would feel like pretty much lighter than the way you used to be before that. Yeah. All these cryings are going to help your soul feel more peaceful because then the connection between you and Allah and Imam Hussein alayhi salam is going to get stronger.
Not only that, there's one point that's very, very important that should be taken into consideration is that if you cry too frequently, uncontrollably, for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, because we are saying that crying helps this way. So if you're crying for no reason, if you're crying uncontrollably, if you're crying frequently...
For the worldly matters, then it would lead into depression.
It could lead you to depression. It may require medical attention.
Exactly.
So when we're saying this, you are hearing a tragic event of Karbala, which has its own miraculous mm-hmm. effects. When you cry in those gatherings... The 90% of your tears contain stress hormones. That has been proved. And if you're crying, you know, unnecessarily without any particular emotional reason, any tragic event, you're releasing 90% of water from your body, not the stress.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference when you're releasing water out of your body and when you're releasing stress hormones out of your body. So coming back, you know, when you cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this inspires us to follow the example of faith and piety. So, you know, kind of therefore shedding tears at the Muharram gatherings could be healthy and beneficial way of dealing with our emotions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't have the mastery of dealing with our emotions. We learn, and women have to learn how to master their emotions and improve their mental health. Because mm-hmm. if you don't have the talent to master your emotions, you never know where you which
well,
path you can
experts get. Say when you literary experts actually say that when you listen to a tragic poem or a tragic story, the thing that happens is that through the cries and through the sadness that you have for that hero and for that character, you are going to let out all the sadnesses and all the problems of your own soul. So it's going to help you release yourself from all the pains that you yourself have. Now, this is a sort of a worldly story that we hear. You know, kind of very trivial stories that we hear, and we call them tragic and we cry for them even sometimes. Now imagine what would happen when it is the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and it is the thing that Allah himself has said, that if you attend these gatherings, then there would be too much of rewards for you. Right. If you shed even a small single drop of a tear,
your degree will be raised.
Exactly. So just imagine how much of release would fill your soul when you just get into those gatherings. So before we get into more, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Countless voices crying mourning, weeping with grief and pain. Had I a sword, I would defend the veil of Zainab. Countless voices crying mourning, weeping with grief and pain. Had I a sword, I would defend the veil of Zainab.
So we already talked about the benefits of crying and the rewards of crying in the holy month of Muharram and for the great cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, let's talk about the kids and the impact of this holy month and the kids.
Yes, so women, they don't attend the majalis all alone. You would see some kids in the laps, some playing
there
around.
Yeah, there are always children out
attending.
There.
Yeah. Many waiting for that, you know, food to be distributed in the end of the day. Even if they come for that particular thing, just let them, you know, they will learn with time. There should be lenience when you're teaching.
Yeah, and they would participate in all those helping staff.
Right. You know, Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, teach your children three things. Love for the Prophet of Allah, love for his family, the Ahlul Bayt, and love for the recitation of Quran. And you would see in these gatherings, you're practicing this hadith.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a similar hadith from Imam Hassan al-Islam who says, raise your children on three foundations, love for their creator, love for the Prophet, and love for his family, the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah, so the same thing.
Yeah. So now we have Imam Ali al-Islam again saying that be the best example for your children, for they learn more from the from what they see than from what they hear.
Yeah.
If throughout the year you're telling them, you know, you're lecturing them, they may not learn much what they see practically in these gatherings. You know, these gatherings in itself have a lot of... So the first impact it has on children is the education and awareness.
Yeah.
These majalis, these gatherings, do provide an opportunity for children to learn about the historical events, which would be very difficult for you if you're living in a non-Muslim society to, you know, explain those historical events for them. So, you know, surrounding the events that are surrounding the martyrdom of Imam Hussein al-Islam and the significance of this event in Islamic history could be very beautifully taught by attending these majalis. So they gain the knowledge about the principles of justice, the sacrifice, standing up against oppression. This education in itself helps them to build a strong foundation of their faith and understand the values and teachings of Islam. Then another thing that you can teach to your children in these gatherings is an emotional connection. These majalis, as we said, involve the recitation of narratives. When these narratives are there, they evoke those strong emotions. So children may develop a sense of empathy, a sense of compassion, as they witness the grief and the pain associated with Imam Hussein al-Islam and his sacrifice.
Yeah.
So these experiences can help them cultivate an emotional intelligence, which is
exactly,
very, very important,
yeah.
which no institution can provide outside. So they develop a deeper understanding of human suffering and they foster a great sense of empathy towards others.
Yeah, and at the very same time, they start questioning everything. They would ask questions, and according to those questions, they would get proper answers from their parents. So at the very same time, they're going to have that connection with their, you know, that a spiritual connection would be started to getting built just as they grow older and older. And at the same time that they are gathering in those gatherings, they would have some friends, they would learn how to contribute with the gatherings, you
how
know.
To distribute when yeah. you're giving them food and charity to distribute or to collect exactly. charity for yeah. the sick. They learn that sense of yeah. empathy.
So I guess unconsciously it has got many effects on children. Thank you, sister, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.